More than 500 Rohingya refugees escaped from a temporary detention centre in Malaysia early on Wednesday. Six were killed while trying to cross a highway after the escape in northern Penang State. Police say more than half of those who got out have been found and rearrested. Let's get more now from Florence Louis, who is in Kuala Lumpur for us. So what prompted the breakout?
Well, according to the police chief of Kedah State, now, there was a riot that preceded the breakout. More than 500 people escaped after they broke down a door and grill barriers. The detention centre was holding around 600 people at the time, and there were around 23 security personnel. Now, the Kedah police chief did not give further information about what could have prompted the riot, but he did concede that there could have been feelings of dissatisfaction among the detainees, but he didn't elaborate further. Now, he did say that an investigation, a police investigation, has been launched. This temporary detention centre is between the border, between the states of Penang and Kedah. And that's why you've got the police chief of these two states making media statements. Now, we also know that six people, including two children, were killed while trying to cross a highway in the early hours of Wednesday morning. We also know that more than 150 detainees remain at large. Police say they have set up roadblocks to try and recapture the rest. The volunteer paramilitary corps has also been activated to try and recapture these people. Now, according to the police, all those who escaped are Rohingya refugees, meaning they are likely to have escaped from Myanmar, where they're being persecuted, or from refugee camps in Bangladesh, where there's just misery and hardly any future to look forward to. Now, Malaysia does not recognise refugees, but this country, this Muslim-majority country, remains a very popular destination for the mainly Muslim Rohingya, even though they know that when they get here, they have no rights. They are at risk of arrest, detention and deportation, even while they await for asylum in a third country.
All right, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much, Florence.